We're visiting with Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, what a win for you guys on Friday night, going to Burlingame and winning the game 46-0. You led 30-0 at one point. Wyatt Griffin had a big night, over 200 yards passing, 3 total touchdowns. Brock Griffin doing some good things as well. But you got to be pleased with how your guys stepped up to the challenge on Friday night.
Yeah, it was a good win for us. You know, it's a tough environment to play in, and we knew that, you know, like for us, we really needed to survive that first 4 minutes and, you know, kind of handle the emotion of the game. And I thought our guys did an excellent job of doing that. And, you know, we executed fairly well most of the evening. You know, we did have some choppy moments in there, and we had a couple of self-inflicted wounds, but you know, as far as big plays, you know, we talked last week about that 4-1 ratio, and we got our fair share of big plays, and that was a big difference in the game.
How do you feel like this is a good start for you guys in district play, knowing you have a very big challenge week in and week out in this district?
Yeah, it's a tough district, and it's a week to week existence, you know, and every coach says that, but you know, it's no different than Coach Higgins would say about the MIAA. You know, you've got to show up every week. Yeah, you've got to be prepared because, you know, the Care Paravels and the Lindens and the Madisons and the Burlingames, they're all quality people. You know, we have a Maranatha squad this week that, you know, while they haven't had a lot of success, and they didn't have a lot of success last Friday, they, you know, everybody is a quality opponent, and you need to give everybody their fair share of respect. And, you know, a win like that helps us because, you know, kind of gets us kicked off into district the right way. You know, you get to carry 21 points forward, you're 1-0. All those things are positives, but for us, you know, you kind of turn the page on that, and the focus becomes Maranatha and, you know, controlling your destiny from this point forward.
Before we talk about Maranatha, Coach, I know with ESU getting that big win over Northwest a couple of weeks ago, and then going into the Northeast game, they didn't want to have a letdown after that big win. But how do you contain your guys to just keep the process going and knowing that you just won a really huge game against a ranked team in 8-man Division I, and how do they just keep things going and knowing they can't have a letdown this week?
Well, I think the good news on that front is that we didn't feel real great about how we played on Friday. And I know that seems a little bit silly to say with you know, with the number of points we put up and the, you know, the score of the football game, but you know, we were disappointed in how we warmed up before the game. We were kind of disappointed in some of our, you know, the mental aspect of the game. So, you know, coming out of that game, we talked about those things and the need for us to, you know, each and every week stick to the process. And you know, for the most part, our guys have done a great job of, you know, sticking to that process. And I fully expect them to kind of embrace the grind again this week and prepare for a dangerous Maranatha squad.
We're visiting with Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, as you mentioned, facing Maranatha, you go to Maranatha. They're 2-2, lost 60-14 to Madison on Friday night. And you said this is a challenging bunch, even though they're 2-2.
Well, they are. You know, offensively, I think they're, you know, they return all of their skill guys. They've got a really big tight end that they use a lot. Their running back is you know, he was a tough kid for us last year, and he'll be a tough kid again this year. You know, and like I said, you return your quarterback and most of your skill guys. You know, offensively, I think they're formidable. You know, they didn't lack for going up and down the field against Madison. They just didn't execute very well in the scoring zone, and that, you know, that makes, you know, scores more lopsided than they appear. Now, Defensively, there'll be a little bit of a challenge like we faced with Crest, where they play an unusual front, and you get some different looks for them. And so, you know, we have a fairly good idea of how we can handle those things and how we can create some matchups for ourselves. But, you know, there'll be a big focus on our defensive effort again this week. You know, we've been pretty solid. We haven't given up a point in the last three games, and you know, we'll challenge our guys to continue that performance. And to do that, they're really going to have to buy in and be sharp this week.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night at Maranatha, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right, Dylan. Appreciate the call.
That is Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Griffin Real Estate on KVOE, live and local.